Welcome to another episode of the Granite List Live, where we discuss all things related to employee benefits and human capital. I'm Lee Dill.
And I'm Sally Pace. And we are joined by Andy McMillan, who's the EVP and National Head of Sales and Marketing at Homestead. Andy, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Your name is certainly not unfamiliar in the TPA space. You've had a long, really great career in this arena. And you recently made a move. So I'd love to open the show by just asking, why Homestead? What drew you to this organization?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Sally. So, you know, I've been in the business for, it's crazy to say this, 29 years. Started way back in the summer of 95. On the ancillary side, I've done pretty much everything, sold everything. I was a broker for 7 years and then made my way over to the TPA world. And now most recently at Homestead. And the thing that drew me to Homestead was really the culture, the people, and the passion for what we do here. And it's infectious, it's fun, and we understand that what we do every single day makes a difference in people's lives. So we get excited to get up in the morning and go make that difference, that positive difference.
So culture and people is always important wherever you go. Can you give a little bit more color on what differentiates Homestead from their competitors?
Sure. So in the RBP space, this is becoming, I think, a little bit more of a crowded space. We've been around since 2016, founded by two guys, one that I call the godfather of reference-based pricing, and that's David Fishbone. And Tom Knox were the two founders for Homestead. But the process in how we do this and how we work with our members and how we work with providers to make sure that care is delivered appropriately. And when you think about reference-based pricing, the biggest fear that most people have is around disruption when it comes to providers, and it's around balanced bill, right? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get a balanced bill, what do I do? I think that's traditionally been probably one of the bigger fears that people have. How we address those fears, I think, differentiate us big time, really separate us from the pack. There might be another RBP vendor that does what we do, but I don't know that anybody does it as well. And specifically what I'm talking about, when you think about balanced billing, one of the questions that you have to ask is, well, what percentage of your total claims end up being balanced billed, right? And when we look at our book of business, we're about half of the industry average, okay? So we're about 1.2% of all claims. And that's because we take a very proactive approach to heading off potential balanced bills. So there is a process that we have in place with our TPA partners that I have not seen anywhere else. And I've worked on the TPA side and worked with other RBP vendors when I was on the TPA side. Another thing that separates us or differentiates us has to do with the member experience with providers. One of the big fears is, well, I get to see my doctor. I want to see my doctor. We have a CTP program, or a Clear the Path program, that we use during implementation to reach out to the providers, the doctors. We call that in RBP world nominations. And we will take a group's, all of their providers, their doctors, their specialists, etc., and we'll proactively outreach to them, tell them that their patients have a new health plan, and really kind of set the stage to make it super easy for our members to interact with their doctors. Again, removing that hurdle or that obstacle that's in their mind, I think, going into it.
Let's back it up a little bit. That is an awesome member experience journey. And certainly the end user is the employee, the plan member. But for benefits leaders, for brokers, for employers, we're heading into the second quarter of the year. What are two or three issues, in your opinion, that should be top of mind to them right now?
I think the one issue that is always top of mind for benefit leaders is, how do I control the spend? How do I control the spend? How do I control the two things that are driving the majority of medical spend, which is surgery as well as pharmacy, right? And when we get into pharmacy, we're talking about specialty pharmacy. So as we think about that, that's always on people's minds. The question that I would have for benefit leaders out there is, if you could lower your spend by a third, by 30%.
That's a lot.
And it's pretty standard what we're seeing, we're able to save our clients. How would you use that money? Would you reinvest it in your employees? Would you invest it into the business? We've got a couple really great client testimonials where we have a large health services organization that looked at RBP and they kind of tiptoed and dipped their toes in it a little bit, offering a dual option, a RBP plan next to a traditional PPO plan. After a year, they went full RBP replacement and they got rid of the PPO plan. And here's why. They found that they were able to save 30% of their total spend for healthcare. And they took that and they reinvested that back into the hourly wages for their employees. What that did was that drove up employee engagement. It drove up retention. And it also creates kind of a best-in-class workplace. People want to work there because they can do the same work but get paid more. And what they found is their employees love these benefits. The other thing that I would think about is, for benefit leaders, what would it be like to be able to go back 20 years and have the plan designs for your employees today that you had 20 years ago? It's possible. So we walk the walk here at Homestead. Our benefit plan is our RBP program. And I can tell you, after 2 months, it's amazing. I have a $300 individual deductible and a $600 family deductible. That's unheard of. That is a platinum level benefit. So a lot of people, when they think of RBP, think, oh, it's so restrictive. Putting together a smart plan design with an RBP plan rewards your employees, it lowers your costs, and it creates goodwill with them. You just got to get over the hurdle of all those initial fears, all those hesitations, the things that keep you from making a move towards that. We have different ways that we can help employers overcome that. That's dual option, having a traditional PPO plan next to an RBP plan. We'll definitely utilize our Clear the Path program to help alleviate the fears around access to care and their doctors.
What about group size? Who is a good fit for this?
That's a great question. So who's a good fit for this? I think really any group that feels comfortable moving into a self-funded type environment is a good fit. But where we're seeing the most success is with groups that have lower wage employees. So think blue collar, gray collar, lots of manufacturing or human services or nursing homes, that type of thing. Even transportation is great. But when you look at claims, when you have a population that has a significant portion of their claim spend at hospitals, at facilities, for inpatient, outpatient, that type of thing, those are going to be the groups that will benefit the most from it. So, for example, if you have a low average age, let's say 28 or 30, and it's high-tech industry, everybody's paid very well, and there's not a lot of health issues, you probably won't hit 30% savings just because you're not utilizing a lot of the procedures that really would give you that savings. So does that help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Andy, it's so interesting. I feel like the onus has been pushed more and more to the employee to pick up the additional trend in medical spending and pharmacy spending. And it's gotten to the point now where it's almost unaffordable. It's the high deductible plans and the out-of-pocket max is so high. I love that you're able to offer an option that really is affordable, especially for the clients that you're serving, the blue collar, the gray collar. If someone is interested in getting in touch and having an RBP plan option, what do they need to do as far as next steps to get in touch with you?
Well, certainly you can send me an email and I'll respond. Shoot me an email and we can do a couple things. I'll connect you with one of our top salespeople and we can put together a cost savings analysis for you. What we would need are basic claims data information, you know, the types of things that you would normally have to have in order to get a quote. So we'll analyze the claims, we'll look and see where the providers are to make sure that there's no big issues or no gaps from a care standpoint. There are some hospitals that are more hostile than others, and we know where they are. We know who they are. So, and we'll make sure that that's noted for the employer. But you make a great point. The turnip has been squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And like you said, the onus has been put more and more and more on the employee or the member's shoulders from a cost share perspective. This is a way to reverse that. It's a way to reverse that and lower your spend. So you're lowering your overall spend. You're lowering your premiums. You're lowering your stop loss costs as well. And when that gets passed on to the employee in the form of plan design or premium reduction or both, that's a win. That's a win.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your leadership in the industry. We are thrilled to have you as part of the Homestead team. And we're grateful for the partnership that you guys have provided for the Granite List. So thanks for letting us share your story today. I know it's incredibly beneficial. And like you said, the turnip has been squeezed as much as it can. And this is such an awesome alternative for those that need something further. You mentioned that they could email you. So Andy, do you mind sharing your email address or the email address that people need to use?
Yeah, send me an email. It's amcmillan@homesteadplans.com. And that's amcmillan@homesteadplans.com.
Well, thank you very much. And you can also be found on the Granite List. So thank you for joining us today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in.
Thanks so much, Sally. Appreciate you.
For listening to this episode of the Granite List Live. Access our entire library by visiting your favorite podcast venue or subscribe on our site, thegraniteList.live.